Arthur Mendoza, protege of Stella Adler, teaches Stella's technique exactly as she learned it from Stanislavski himself, the inventor of the modern technique of acting. Arthur helped Stella Adler open her Conservatory West acting school, and after teaching under Stella for over 10 years, he started his own school, Actor's Circle Theater, where he has been teaching for over 20 years now. Arthur has taught and worked with such talents as Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Selma Hayek, and Jason Momoa, just to name a few, and has done script analysis with Michael Mann since Dances with Wolves.
Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, and we're in the month of December. And I happen to be here with Arthur Mendoza. A little bit about Arthur Mendoza. He earned his BA from the University of California in Riverside and his MFA at the University of California of San Diego. He also studied under the guidance of Alan Schneider, who is actually originally from Juilliard. And Alan Schneider actually introduced Arthur Mendoza to Stella Adler, who is one of the great icons when it comes to the process of acting, and which came from Stanislavski. She was one of the original, I guess she handed down that valuable information from Stanislavski. And Arthur's worked with so many working actors. We're so lucky to have him here today, broadcasting on Facebook. He actually is the director and teacher at the Actor Circle Theater, which is in Santa Monica. And he runs a class on Wednesday night from 6 to 10. And so if you guys want to check out an amazing class where you can learn a lot, not just about acting, writing, directing in the industry, he's got a plethora of knowledge. He's worked with so many working actors like Finola Hughes, Branford Marsalis, Deidre Hall, John Jobson, Selma Hayek, Benicio del Toro, and so many more. The list goes on and on. So we're here with Arthur today, and we're titling this this Facebook Live is titled The Actor Breaks the Rules. And we're going to talk a little bit today about some things you can do if you actually want to become, let's not say great, but a real human actor that works all the time. And the first thing that we're going to talk about, and I know this is one of Arthur's favorites, is having a blank slate. Like, why do you prefer to work with people that don't have any experience in acting and that are coming with a completely blank slate?
They don't have bad habits. Someone hasn't told them that sitting in a corner repeating over and over. Someone hasn't told them to run around on the floor and making noise to touch sound. Some of the crazy things that people ask actors to do. One actor was asked to scream at a girl in the corner, and it broke her down, and it made he left. And he came back to my class, and he sat next to me, kept just staring at me. I said, "What are you looking at?" He said, "You're not real." I said, "Yeah, I am. Can I be in your class?" "Well, if you stop staring at me, you can come back."
Right.
And I adored him. Because he's one of those, I like people who are freaks. I like people who aren't understood by other people, because that's what I am. That's why we close the door in the theater, because we're a room full of freaks. Nobody says, "Okay, I'm going to go to work and be somebody else." You know, that's not normal. We're not normal. And someone who hasn't ever studied has no bad habits. And then I don't have to deal with somebody else, their words. And that's the good thing. I like people who are open and don't have any bad habits yet.
Because otherwise, I guess then you have to untrain what they've
done. Yeah, undo, yeah. And it's horrendous, because in their brain, they're constantly thinking of that other thing. And actors get confused, because what they want to do is right now. They want to get the thing right now that they can use tomorrow. You know, call a reading, get the job. Actors think that they get jobs and become actors by doing scenes.
Yeah.
It's useless. Scenes are useless unless you know what you're doing. You know, it's like start running and then let's do a running marathon. You know, you can't do that. Actors want to run marathons right away.
Yeah.
And they want the medal. They want the golden ticket. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people come to Hollywood. They come out here and they want to work. And, you know, they're trying to find the right way and they're trying to do it perfect. And they've been taught if they can learn the words and prepare up the wazoo and make it perfect. Talk about why you feel like actors need to break the rules.
They have to find the avenue of their rules. Stella has a technique, a basis, a foundation that gives you the growth through the imagination to become your own actor. I don't want cookie cutter actors. I don't want them all to be the same. Everybody has to learn in their own way and experience the technique and experience those sequences of growth. And to watch them all do it in different ways, to see the obstructions fall away, to see the fear fall away. That's exciting for me, for them to trust me in order to guide them through these exercises into their talent, into their individual talent. The technique unleashes the individual experience, nothing personal, the experience through the imagination. Look at all these movies that are coming out with all these fantastical places.
Yeah.
Who's going to go there? Thank God they're doing them. These places that don't exist with names I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
They're amazing with frogs that turn into trees and turn into rabbits. And it's just, it's amazing.
Right. Get on the Zebedee's.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to follow those.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to follow the other ones who take us in these extraordinary rides. I saw one of the best movies that I have seen in a very long time. And that's a black guy and a white guy going through the South. And it's called The Green Book. It is an amazing movie. It is acting, and the black man has style, and he is the king. And he's in the back seat, and this white guy's driving him around. And you see the conflict. He lives above Carnegie Hall with these beautiful gowns and implicit, meticulous suits. Yeah. And he sits in the heat with these meticulous suits. There's a scene where the white guy gets chicken, and he's eating it. And he says, you want some? He says, no, come on. No. You got this beautiful, no, come on. What? And then he takes it like this, and it looks like he's taking a porcelain. He said, what do I do with it? He said, you just eat it. And he eats it, and it's good. And he said, well, I'm done with it. What do I do? Throw it outside. What do you mean throw it outside? Just throw it outside. He threw his bones outside, and he did it. It was so freeing to throw the bone outside, you know? Yeah. But then he threw the Coke thing, and he stopped. Made him go back and get it. You don't throw the Coke thing, it won't go back to nature. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
That movie is brilliant and brilliant and brilliant. Those actors are amazing. I get bored so fast. I go to movies and I'm twitching and moving. That's why it's not good to go see movies with me. Because if it's not good, you're going to get twitching and go, yeah, that's what I do. You know, I'm twitching and moving. And, oh, my God. So it's not good to go to movies. You got to go to a movie that there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to like it. Because I'll make a lot of noise. You know?
Yeah.
But that movie, I didn't want it to be over. And then at the end, I didn't want it to end that way. I didn't want them to separate. I loved that movie with all my heart. Those two men are amazing.
Arthur Mendoza has been in this industry for most of his life. His wisdom and experience allow him to train more than just actors. He trains artists. Arthur Mendoza teaches class every Wednesday at Santa Monica Playhouse from 7 to 10 p.m. and coaches privately. visit actorcircletheater.com for more information.